What do you expect to see differently?
Like you said, a different team. You know, they're coming off a bye, so I know they're going to clean up the things they want to clean up, give us some different looks. You know, one thing about this team, they're going to give you everything they got every Sunday, every time you play them. And that's what we got to expect, their best punch.
You've seen Carson Palmer a lot. Obviously, the little bit of tape they have, he didn't look good in Oakland. What do you expect to see after the bye week and now adding Houshmandzadeh to the mix, too?
For one, I know that they go way back, so and they have a lot of players already, you know, McFadden and Haywood Bay's playing, you know, he's playing pretty good right now. So, I mean, they got a lot of weapons around him, so I know they're going to get it going because he's a veteran. He's been in this league a long time. He knows what it takes to win, so I expect his best shot this week.
With Palmer and Houshmandzadeh, do you have to go back and watch old Bengals tape as well as Raiders?
Not so much. You know, it's a different offense, but at the same time, you know, if you glance at it, you can kind of see maybe Houshmandzadeh's technique and stuff like that and how he gets off press and little things like that. They can help.
What kind of dimension does he give them? Because they've got a lot of fast receivers, but not sure if they're necessarily big guys across the middle. But, you know, TJ's the guy that has no problem going across the middle.
Oh, no, not at all. And that's what they're going to give. He's going to give them a little toughness. And, you know, they're a tough team as they are, but with him, it makes them a little tougher.
If McFadden doesn't go, how does that change your approach on Sunday or what you guys expect to see from their run game?
Well, we know how big a part of their offense he is, and it's not going to change their play calling. I know that there's a lot of plays that they have designed for him, but, you know, Bush is capable. The other guy, 22, he's capable. So, I mean, they got good players still to back them up.
Everyone seems fired up today.
Ladies first.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I said everyone seems fired up today. A little extra energy in here?
I guess. I don't know. They're just young. That's all it is. It's the youth.
Champ, is it maybe a good thing to obviously playing at home is where you want to be, but to go on the road where it's us against the world in a place like the Black Hole, maybe it can be a rallying point, especially when you have a quarterback that's been struggling?
Well, I don't think it really matters where you play so much. You just got to execute, and that's the only way we're going to win. It doesn't matter where we play, what we do. We got to execute, you know, and that's the bottom line.
Ford, one of the fastest guys you'll see all year.
Oh, yeah. But that's every week. Every week, it seems like every team has a specific guy that's so fast and faster than everybody. And he's their guy. And Haywood Bay's not far behind. So, you know, they're built with a lot of speed, a lot of size. I mean, that's the Raiders.
Would you rather deal with those fast guys or just follow TJ all day?
It doesn't matter. Whatever the assignment calls for, I'm all for it.
Is Haywood Bay's progress from last year to this year?
He's growing. He's grown up a lot. I think he's understanding how to be successful in this league. And, you know, he's got a good coach over there that's helping him out a lot. So I kind of expected that because the way they beat him up, because of the way he plays as a rookie, I knew he was going to get better.
You expect the Raiders' attitude or anything to change? I mean, with Al Davis passing, he was obviously so much the face of their franchise. Do you expect anything to change?
Not really. You know, maybe over time. But right now, you know, it's still fresh. And, you know, they still have the players that Al brought in there. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to change much.